Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, I opened up our weekend with this passage and I want to return to it. Beginning of verse 1, reading down through verse number 6 in the New Living Translation. Again, I observed all the oppression that takes place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed with no one to comfort them. The oppressors have great power and their victims are helpless. So I concluded that the dead are better off than the living. The most fortunate of all are those who are not yet born, for they have not seen all the evil that is done under the sun. Then I observed that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors, but this too is meaningless, like chasing the wind. Fools fold their idle hands, leading them to ruin. And yet, better to have one handful with quietness than two handfuls with hard work and chasing the wind. You may go to your seats around the building. I want to read again verse number 6. And yet, better to have one handful with quietness. I don't have to announce myself. Than two handfuls with hard work chasing the wind. Chasing the wind. I want to talk this service from the theme, slow your roll. Slow your roll. Slow your roll. Somebody wanted to know, and they said, Reverend, they said, give us at least, you got to at least tell me some books that you're talking about. I'll give you the couple that I'm working through this month. Emotional Intelligence Mastery Bible, 7 Books in 1 by Brandon Cooper. Emotional Intelligence Mastery Bible. The other one is Atomic Habits by James Clear. Atomic Habits by James Clear. And the Richard Wright book is The Man Who Lived Underground. Richard Wright said this might have been his best work. And so those are 3 of the books I'm trying to press my way through this month. Coming back, slow your roll. Sometimes we can get ahead of ourselves, but more importantly, we get ahead of God. We get ahead of God and we have not consulted with God. We have not sought his wisdom. And again, I salute our trustee ministry who work behind the scenes even now. Chasing the wind. There are persons who will follow tornadoes. You see them. They will find out where the tornadoes are and they will follow them. It's that sense of chasing wind. Wind you cannot see, but wind impacts. Wind impacts you. It will impact whether you keep your umbrella up. Wind, it will impact. It will impact hair if you have a lot. Wind. Years ago, before most automobiles became air conditioning is now standard. Among millennials who are listening, do not remember the moments when air conditioning was an option. FM radio was an option. You did not have to get that. You got it as an option. Now that is standard in terms of our being able to have that. And so there was one time riding with an older preacher, and I said, "Do you want air conditioning or natural air?" Natural air. He wanted us to roll down the windows. Some of you can remember, I don't know how many of you had a Volkswagen. I did. But the Volkswagen, you would roll down the windows, but then there was a little side window. If you know anything about the Volkswagen, you would roll down the window, and then you would turn the little side window towards you. Of course, that would help you only when you were moving. If you were stationary, it did not do very much for you. Chasing the wind. Matter of fact, there are persons who have this sense of trying to keep up with others. You see them get it, you want to get it. You see them wearing it, you want to wear it. Some of us have been even fooled by the fashion industry because things that look good on one person and one particular size does not necessarily work for everybody. Let me do a bit of self-confession. I enjoyed Magic Johnson and Steve Harvey with their 5-button suits. But both Harvey and Magic are taller than I am. And 5 buttons on me does not necessarily work. Now there are some things that I had to come to the knowledge that there are some things that work on me that would not work for them. But it's a sense of figuring out what works best for you. Because we're not all the same. I don't want to run down the road of certain things that we could put on. I was reading in Reader's Digest this week about some of the funniest tweets, and they said this is what could happen if you decide to put on a bikini, and the response of the person who sees you in that bikini says, "Good for you." Good for you. If that is said, that might not be a compliment. It might not be that you could do that. Chasing wind. Chasing ideas. Some of us can be pushed to chase things that you shouldn't be chasing. Some of us have chased things we shouldn't have been chasing. Again, we're not living in a perfect world, and so there are persons who have chased things we should not have chased. And sometimes you have been chased. You have been chased by someone or something. Chasing wind. Slow your roll. Slow your roll. Listen to God. And the Lord, I want you to order my steps. I'm slowing my roll so that God can speak to my life and speak to my situation. Well, there are three things we're going to look at in these moments we can spend together. Number one, when Christ is in your life, you're better equipped to face challenges. When Christ is in your life does not mean you're not going to face them. But when I do face them, I am better equipped. I'm better equipped. I've got my equipment. Slow your roll. Sometimes we have left our homes in haste. We've left in haste. We've been places, and then we've had to realize that we've had to backtrack. So though in those moments, I need to pause, give thought, not be too quick, make sure you have gathered everything. If you've ever gone into a hotel room and you've been there for a day, or especially if you've been there multiple days, one of the things you want to make sure is you take everything with you. You have to make sure every device plugged up, everything that might have been kicked under the bed. You want to take the moments to make sure you have everything. I mentioned earlier that I had to drive several weeks in a rental car, and this week I decided to turn that one in, but I had to be very, very careful to make sure I got everything out. Every device, every garage opener, every easy pass, every pin, every mask. I wanted to make sure I got everything out. And I went in, got my new vehicle, getting ready to drive off, and I realized I left something. I said, oh, all of that. And I left it. I don't want to have to go through that exercise, but I looked around in the lot, and I saw the car. And they had already washed it. It had already gone through the wash, getting ready to rent it to somebody else. And I got out, went back in, and what I was looking for was right where I had left it. If I had simply slowed my roll, I would have seen it. It's a device my daughter gave me to help me to locate my car. It's a car locator. You put it in your, and you know, I park my car. Sometimes you forget where you park your car. This little device can identify where your vehicle is. So if I had let that person go away with it, I would have been able to identify. Now, let me give a parent a helpful one. You could also put this device in the vehicle of your child. You could also slip it in there. You could slip it in there, and if they say they're going somewhere, keep that in mind, Reverend Nicole. Day's going to come. Lamaya's going to be driving. Stick this little device in. You know exactly where they are. Amen. You can track them. You can track them. You don't have to put anything on their phone. It's just simply put it in, and you got them. But the point is, we've got to slow our roll. Here it is. So the second thing we're going to look at in this service, resist the temptation to chase the wrong dreams. Somebody else's dream is not your dream. You've got to resist the temptation to chase the wrong dreams. You got to resist it. Then thirdly, make sure, here it is, that you pace yourself for the long haul. Pace yourself for the long haul. I was running yesterday afternoon, and I was running, and a gentleman, I was running on the track. He came on the path where I'm running. He came running in the opposite direction. I said, man, he's flying. He came running past me. I'm running this direction. He ran past me going opposite direction. So I'm going along, and all of a sudden, I hear footsteps. The same gentleman who had passed me going in the opposite direction had obviously gotten to a point, turned around, and now was running in my direction. He was younger than I, and obviously skilled at what he was doing. So he comes zooming past me. Now, part of me said, "All right, we'll just pick it up. We'll pick up the pace." But then I realized, Scott, let him run his pace, and I'll run mine. And Next thing I knew, he was a faint sight in the distance. I'm running my pace. I don't know how. I don't need to do an age check on him or any of that. You can. You might be preparing for something, but I don't have to prepare for what you're preparing for. You've got to chase those things which God has put in you, but you have to make sure you pace yourself for the long. If I would have tried to keep up with him, I'd have been struggling to get back to where I was needed to go. So I had to simply let him go. Make sure you pace yourself for the long haul. Here it is. Let's unpack it. Number one, when Christ is in your life, you are better equipped to face life's challenges. Challenges are going to come to every one of us. And when those challenges come with Christ, you can face them more effectively. Now, this is my word for anyone who doesn't have Christ in your life. I said in the earlier service today, having Christ in your life is deeper than my church membership. It's relationship. It's my connection to God. It's my relationship with Rev. McNeil. I want to make sure that I am in relationship with the Lord. It's key, it's critical, it's important. And so when Christ is in your life, you are better equipped to face challenges. Verses 1, 2, and 3 of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 end up being the verses where we would zoom our focus. Let's put them back. Again, I observe the oppression that takes place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed with no one to comfort them. The oppressors have great power and they're victims of helpless. When you're in a helpless position and you need the help of God, it is best to be in relationship with him. I can ask somebody else to pray for me, but it's also a blessing to be able to pray, Sister Smith, for myself. Solomon says, in all of my wisdom, I see the things we struggle with. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whether in this cyber sanctuary, watching, or whether if you're present or watching, all of us deal with challenges. With Christ, all things are possible. And no matter what the challenge is, you can be equipped with the power of God to come through. Look at verse number 2. Again, give me some water. I observed all the oppression that takes place under the sun. I saw the tears. You're going too fast. Go back. I saw the tears of the oppressed, with no one to comfort them. The oppressors have great power. The victims are helpless. But come to two. Come to two. Come on. Come on. All right. Come on. Who's back? Who's back there today? All right. We gotta go Bible. Okay, here they go. So I concluded that the dead are better off than the living. The one thing I talked about last night is that in order for us to get to where we're going to get to, some things got to die in your life. You've got to let some things go. You can't keep them. You got to let them go. See, the problem with some of us, we hold on to things we really need to let go of. They serve no purpose. You need to let it go. Now, some of us are pack rats. And we keep stuff for the memories. Thanks. You remember, for the memories. This all, let it go. Don't hold on to some things that are not going to help you in your present and prepare you for your future. Sometimes you got to let go of some things to make room for what God wants to send into your life. And you clutter your life with things you really need to let go of. So I come back to this reality of how it is. I can be connected to that which I need to let go of. Come back to verse number 2. Put that back up there if you would. So I concluded that the dead are better off than the living. Go to three. But most fortunate of all are those who are not yet born, for they have not seen all the evil that is done under the sun. The reality of it is Solomon can only speak about this from his perspective. And I want to thank you last night, Reverend Thomas, Tammy Thomas did a wonderful job with our pop-up Faith Strong night. Good to see you back in worship today. We realize of the things we have seen. Solomon says, in all my wisdom, I just say that it's best that some folk are never born. But here it is. When we talk about the Bible, we talk about being born again. So it's not the fact that you were not born is the problem. The fact that you're not born again is the problem. Slow your roll. He wants us all to come to him. He says he has an open door policy. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So there's the absolute necessity for being born again. That's the first issue. The second issue is resist the temptation to chase the wrong dreams. It is a temptation because folk will look at you and they'll typecast you. They'll say this is what you need to do. But what has God placed within you that is how God is shaping you? There's an entrepreneur in this building. There's an author in this building. There's a person who's going to start a new business. There's a person who's going back to school. All of those individuals, you are here, and just because somebody tells to tell you, you're too old, or you're too this, or no one in your family has ever done it before, resist that. I'm not going to allow you to define, because if you can define, you can confine. I'm going to make sure that I'm chasing the right dreams. Not the wrong dreams, but the right dream. Some people have gotten training, you got a degree in a certain area, but then the Lord led you to go in a different direction. I said, why did you go to all that school, got all that, and then you going this way? But you got to make sure, and God does not do anything by accident. You gain knowledge for some reason that you don't even know. But all you have to do is just simply keep on living. And if I keep on living, I'll come to the realization of why it is God gave me that knowledge, I had that experience. Some of you have been caregivers. Some of you have had to step into roles that you did not see yourself stepping into. You had grandparents who thought you were through raising children, and then all of a sudden you got to start all over again. God can give you the strength to come through it. And you going back to PTA, and you going back to stuff, and you looking around at a bunch of folk much younger than you. But don't worry about that. God can strengthen you to come through it. He can empower you to do what no one else could think you can do. That fourth verse of Ecclesiastes 4. Then I observe that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. I want to do better than this one. Now that's not. Matter of fact, that has also invaded the church. What way, Reverend? What way? Because you have people who will gauge their spirituality and can do it in comparison, not to God's word, but in comparison to some person. And their statement is, at least I'm not as bad as him. At least I'm not as bad as her. He or she, that is not your standard. The Bible is your standard. Jesus is your standard. And so it's not up to you to figure out who's weak. Oh, I know he's messing around. She's messing around. No. He said, Psalms that I observe that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. But this too is meaningless, like chasing the wind. You're chasing after, because then if you get what your neighbors have, you don't get the satisfaction. And if you get that, you're still going to have to get something else. And then you're going to have to get something else. How many people have been chasing wind? You thought that because I got the design of this and the design of that, that you were going to be all right. I'm all right now. I'm all right. Because I got the stuff. But that stuff does not satisfy. Because you have to understand, a real sense of peace comes from within. Real peace does not come by what you can wear on your back. Real peace comes from within. And real peace, you don't have to prove anything. See, some of us who will get some stuff, and you'll get some stuff, and you'll get it, not because I'm trying to impress anybody. It makes me feel good. Or I like what it is. Now, it could be expensive. It could be an expensive light. But I'm not doing it to be impressive. And a whole lot of us end up chasing the wind. You chasing. We got, matter of fact, that's why I put this message right here, why God put this in my heart to put it in this, because there's so too many people in this circle who are chasing wind. We are chasing wind. There are too many millennials chasing wind. Wind can look one way, and we don't know what it actually is. There's a whole lot of fake people. We live today in what they call reality TV. But you need to understand that reality TV is not real. I know. I'm going to be watching Potomac Housewives tonight. Don't judge me. Watching Raising Canaan too, but don't judge me. But reality TV is not real. When do those sisters brush their teeth? Come on, somebody. They're all made up, pumped up. And then one of the sisters, she got some new equipment to work with. The other one last week just wanted to touch it and see if it's real. How does it feel? Slow your roll. Come on. See, y'all laughing because y'all watching too. Some of y'all don't not watching. I need to check that out. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just throwing that. I gave you books earlier. Slow your roll. Chasing wind. Then the other thing, and I'm through. I'm really through. I'm going to let you go. You can enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Make sure that you pace yourself for the long haul. Pace yourself. Life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. It's a marathon. And of course, you all know I've run my share. And but when you're running a marathon, it's always best to start slow. Make sure you got enough gas in the tank to finish. So you start out, you let the vote go. Let them go. And some of them will start too fast. And then a little bit later, you're coming past them. Take your time. It's a long haul. 26.2. What you gonna do? We're not doing 26.2 this year because they messing with. We're gonna do 13.1. That's, you know, we just zip through that. Joe, you getting ready? So we'll just zip to 13.1 this year. And but slow your roll. Take it easy. Exhale. One of the keys of running is breathing. Get a nice breath. Let it out. You know, it's wonderful. Slow your roll. You see, too much anxiety. I'm grateful that Simone Biles could pull back. That's good. I'm glad she could. There's no need of her flying through and having an accident and knowing she shouldn't have been up there. I mean, I don't know how you get up there and do that stuff anyway. I don't understand how you can go flying through the air and all that balance beam, and then you flip over and land, and then you come off. I enjoy watching it, but I wouldn't dare. I mean, I'm not interested in getting on a trampoline and going up. I'm not even riding a roller coaster that's turning me upside down. I'm going back to Coney Island. I mean, I'll do that one because it's straight down. I mean, I'll do that. That's it. Don't be talking about flipping your. I mean, I already preached that sermon, Rev McNeil. You might have missed it. I got off one of those rides, and I thought we were upside down, and people were getting off. I was holding on like I was hanging upside down. Then I noticed folk were getting off. I said, "We upside down." They said, "Hit me." They said, "Rise over, rise, rise over." Okay. I was still holding on like I was upside down. You know, when you reach a certain age, that's behind you now. Thanks for the memories. And make sure you pace yourself for the long haul. I don't know how long I'm gonna be here. I got, you know, we get into that age now, you know. People retiring, and, you know, we got some retirees in here today. Young retirees, looking good in retirement. I mean, just looking good. You got to go to work tomorrow? No. I worked for years. I'm retired. It's a blessing when you can get to that point, and you can retire, you're not broken down and, you know, worn out. And you're still fresh, want to do stuff, go places. Prepare yourself for the long haul. I don't know how long we're going to be here. I was telling Don last week, I said, we don't know whether we're in the third or fourth quarter. Don said, we claim in third quarter. We're in the third quarter. Some of us in the fourth quarter, we don't even know it. We don't even know it. It's about to say game over. I know you don't want to think like that. I mean, you're feeling good today. Praise God. Slow your roll. Look to the hills from whence come your help, because we know our help comes from the Lord. Make sure you pace yourself for the long haul. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 5 and 6 end up telling us very clearly, you got to pace it. Fools fold their idle hands. I haven't done anything, but I'm standing with my hands folded like I've done something. You didn't do it. God did it. And the only way you can do it is because of the power of God. Folding your hands like you've done something. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. You didn't start yourself on the way. You didn't come through the week. You didn't deal with every diagnosis. There is a bomb in Gilead. There is a physician. Don't fold your hands like you've done something. But I can lift up my hands and give God praise. Folded hands can lead them to the ruin. But it's better to have one handful with quietness I don't have to prove anything because God has already proved something in my life. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, fighting my battles, answering my prayer, healing my body, saving my soul. Slow your roll. That's what we do on the weekend. That's why you need a Sabbath. We got to slow our roll. I need to hear a word from you, God. You know what's around the corner, and I've got to trust you all the way. Hold on. I said, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will. Oh, yes, he will. Take care of you. Fight your battles. Save your soul. Throw out the lifeline. Pick you up. Turn you around. Ooh. Put your feet on a hot, solid ground. Ain't he all right? Yeah. Yeah. Slow your roll. It's in your hands, God. I said, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. You can take a mess and turn it into a miracle. It's in your hands. You can turn my life around. It's in your hands. I turn it over to you. Yeah! Slow. You roll. And I thank you, God. When you slow your roll, God can show up over and over and over again. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655. Or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park.